Start the Ramban on Parshas Hazinu. I need to go back to Parshas Vayelech to read one pasuk to you. In Vayelech, Dvarim, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud, Tes. Okay, don't lose your place in Parshas Hazinu. It says, V'ata kisvu lachem es hashira hazos. And the question is, what is the Shira that this Pasuk is referring to? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Hazinu HaShamayim. So our Parsha Hazinu is already introduced in Parsha Asvayelech and defined as a Shira. Okay, so what we have to study is why Parshas Hazinu is called a Shira. If you look in the Ramban, again on that pasuk in Parshas Vayelech, so the Ramban says, V'tam Hashira Hazos, what's the meaning of the words Hashira Hazos? Says the Ramban, Hashira Asher Agid Lecha Ata, the Shira that I'm about to recite now, V'hi Hazinu, and that's Parshas Hazinu. So Rashi, the Ramban, like Rashi, identifies the Shira Hazos mentioned in Parshas Vayelech, in Perek Lamed Aleph of Dvarim, with Parshas Hazinu in Perek Lamed Beis. And the Ramban goes on and he adds something else. He says, V'yikre'ena Shira, and why is it called a song? He says, Ki Yisrael Yomru HaTamid B'Shira U'B'Zimra. Very strange statement of the Ramban, to the effect that Hazinu is a song that's repeated perpetually by Klal Yisrael, and he says B'Zimra. It's with a song, a melody. Now, there's a Rambam at the end of Perek Zayin of Hilchas Tefillah that brings a minog to recite Hazinu on a daily basis at the end of Shacharis. I don't know if any of you gentlemen are familiar with such a minog. I am not.
Everyone here is leaving before a lady, so
we're not together. Right, you're not even candidates. Now, there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph that says that Parshas Hazinu was read every Shabbos after Musaf. So, whichever way you go, whether it was a daily recitation of Hazinu or a weekly on Shabbos Musaf, it would seem that there was some sort of recitation on a regular, ongoing basis of Parshas Hazinu, B'Shira U'B'Zimra, says the Ramban. V'chein Nichtav Hashira. And the Ramban points out that there are unique halachos about how to write Hazinu, and those halachos reflect the fact that Hazinu is a Shira. So you'll notice in Shira Sayam, we have certain halachos the way it's written, and there are certain halachos that apply to Hazinu. Says the Ramban, Ki Ashirim Yichtivu Bahem Hefsek B'Mekomos Hane'ima. In other words, the way that the Sofer writes Hazinu and places the letters reflects the melody, sort of gives a pointer as to how to sing Parshas Hazinu. So it's really written as a song. Now, I have to tell you this, Rabbosai, to call Parshas Hazinu a song And to imagine singing it is crazy. It doesn't make any sense. Parshas Hazinu contains within it some of the harshest Musar and Tochacha and predictions of evil that's going to befall the Jewish people. The Ramban holds that the entire Hazinu is coming down hard on Klal Yisrael for the Avera, no less of an Avera than Avodah Zarah. And if you'll take a look, let's now skip to Hazinu. We'll take a look, for example, in Pasuk Chavav. I'll read the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Amarti Af'ehem. Af'ehem is translated as, I will scatter them. And then the Pasuk says, Ashbisa Me'anosh Zikram. I will wipe out their memory from man. And then there's another Pasuk that sort of balances that, Lulei Kas Oyev. But before we get to Lulei Kas Oyev, let's look at the Ramban on Ashbisa Me'enosh Zichram. The Ramban says, Golusenu Bein Ha'amim. In other words, this Pasuk is referring to the Golus. Anachnu, who's left from Klal Yisrael after the loss of the 10 tribes, which the Ramban spoke about earlier in Hazinu, it's just Yehuda and Binyamin. So we're only left with two Shvatim. Of course, he's not referring to Kohanim and Levim, but that's something else. She'ein lanu zecher ba'amim v'lo nechashev la'am v'uma klal. Fascinating statement of the Ramban. The Ramban says that the peoples of the world, the Goyim, they don't even consider us, they don't mention us as a people. Why? Because who are we? We're two Shvatim that are left and we're scattered all over the world. Lo nechshav la'am v'uma klal.
Is it saying that, how is the Ramban meaning this? Is he saying it like that? Or is he saying it like Balak would say it? In other words, they want to talk about us in that way. Not necessarily that we are like that, but even today, they can't mention our names. And all those in Yonim, which we talk about in Kasha's Balak.
The impression I get, Joe, I'm not sure if I'm right, is imagine the United Nations. Do the United Nations invite the Jewish people? Well, maybe today after the establishment of the state, but just turn back the clock 65 years and the Jewish people are not considered a nation. They don't have that status. So again, I don't know how you're going to sing this as a song, but let's go on. The Ramban says, V'hine yomar akosuv. What is the Torah telling us here? Ki hoya b'midas hadin liosenu kein bagolus liolam. That according to the strict attribute of din, we should be in golus forever and ever. But the next pasuk says, lule kas oyev. In other words, the oyvim are going to lift up a hand and say, well, we were responsible for the destruction of the Jewish people. Let's go on. The Ramban clarifies this. He says, V'yorez zeh, what this is teaching us is ki b'golasenu ata tama schus avos. In other words, we no longer have what we call schus avos. Okay, this is a whole sugi in the Gemara, whether or not tama schus avos or not, whether we still have schus avos. So the Ramban says that you see from this pasuk that Thomas chus avos.
Didn't the Ramban talk about this long before and question it, whether or not we have chus avos? Well back?
I think in Sefer Shmos maybe discussed that. I don't remember right now. Do you remember, Joe, where it is?
I don't remember where it is. I just remember talking about that.
Let me... All I can tell you is that it's a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph. Tomas Chus Avos. And we derive it from this pasuk here, because why does God say, I'm going to save you? The only reason that God will save us from the nations, Bavur Shmo HaGadol Yisparach. This is the concept of Kas Oyev. What does it mean, Bavur Shmo? And he develops this based on Yechezkel HaNavi. He quotes many psukim. He says, Ke'inyon Sha'omar Yechezkel V'kibatzti Eschem Min Arotzos Asher Nefotzes Asher Nefotzesem Bom V'nikdashti Bochem Li'ene HaGoyim. So basically the whole reason Yechezkel presents for why Hashem saves the Jewish people is only in order to be Mekadesh Hashem, to avoid Chil Hashem. V'yedatem ki ani Hashem ba'asosi itchem l'man shemi lo kedarcheichem aroyim. Again, you don't deserve being saved. Your derech is the derech ra, you're corrupt. But I will save you l'man shemi. V'chei nemar od va'as l'man shemi levilti heichel li'enei hagoyim. So that my name will not be Mechulal. How do you translate that? Desecrated in the eyes of the nations. So Hashem, in all these verses, is saying that I'm going to save you and spare you, not in the merit of the Avos, and certainly not in your own merit, but simply to avoid Chil Hashem. V'chein hizkir Moshe b'tfiloso, Moshe too, after the Chet HaMeraglim, says the Amru Hagoyim Asher Shomu Es Shimacha Lemar, and Moshe Rabbeinu goes on to say that if you'll destroy the Jewish nation, then as a result, the nations of the world, our enemies, will say that he slaughtered them. He slaughtered the people in the Midbar. Vashem Yisbarach Hodolo Bozeh, and God accepted that argument. And therefore, Vayomer Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha. Now, the Ramban is going to address the following question now. Why is Hashem concerned about what the Goyim say? If the reason why Hashem is saving the Jewish people is because of the Goyim, Vatam, says the Ramban, Vitaina Azos, in other words, Moshe's argument is meaningful. Why einenu kirotza laharos kocho ben sonov? Hashem is not interested in showing off his might and his power amongst those who hate him. Ki chol agoyim, look at this pasuk that he quotes from Yeshaya Novi. Unbelievable. I'm shocked that the censors didn't take this out, the Christian censors. Ki chol agoyim ka'ayin negdo. May efes Vasohu Nechshavulo. The other nations in the eyes of God are worth absolutely nothing. Zippo. So what's this whole business about saving the Jews because of the Goyim? But rather it's the following. Hashem Yisbarach Bara Esa Odom Batachtonim. This is the famous Ramban in Brachos at the beginning of the Torah. Why did God create man on this lowly earth? Sheyakir es boro. The purpose of creation is that man acknowledge God as the creator. V'som harishus piyot olar lahetiv. God gave man freedom of choice. V'kashachatu birtzonam v'kafru bokulam. And eventually all of mankind, says the Ramban, use their freedom of choice, or misuse their freedom of choice, to deny the existence of God. So they're all a bunch of kofrim. Kofru bo kulam. So then God might as well drop the experiment. I mean, if the whole purpose of creation was that man acknowledge him, with a capital H, they're all denying God's existence. But there's one nation. Lo nish'arak ha'am hazel lishmo. There's only one nation that's left on the face of the earth that will acknowledge God. Now, of course, Hazinu is a very serious tolchacha because of Avodah Zarah, but the Jewish people are very quick to snap out of Avodah Zarah and to accept the existence of God. Ufirsein b'hem, and therefore God brings out a pirsum through them, through the Jewish people. He publicizes Beosos u'mofsim kihu Elokei Elokim Elohim Adonai Adonim. So the Jewish people now become almost like a conduit through which God, with his miraculous actions, saves the people and demonstrates his power. Venoda Bazel Chol Amim, and through that he becomes public knowledge to all the nations. So basically, the purpose of existence, of creation, is only achieved, only fulfilled through the Jewish people. And therefore, v'hineh im yoshev v'abed zichram, if God were to destroy the Jewish people, yishkichu ha'amim esososov, v'esmosov maseyu v'loisaper odbem, they're not going to talk about the old miracles of which goyim talk about Kriyas Yamsuf. It's lost to history. And if you bring it up, they'll deny it, right? V'yim adam yazkir kein, if somebody will in fact mention these miracles, yachshavu ki hayakoch mikoch samazos hakochavim, they'll attribute it to some sort of astrological powers, v'chol v'yavar, and whatever it was, it was and it is no longer. V'hinei tia kavanas habriya b'ana b'teilu gamrei, therefore, the purpose of the Bria would be absolutely naught. Shlo yishar b'hem yodea esboro. No one would be left on the planet that would acknowledge God as creator. Rak machisim l'fanav, they just get God more and more angry. Al-kein roi midas ha-ratzon shahoyah b'briyas olam, as a result of the reason, the volition, the decision of God and his purpose to create the world. Shia ratzon l'fanav l'akimam lo li'am kol hayomim. Therefore, God will maintain Israel even despite all the golus and all the persecution of the Jews and the suffering of the Onshim. Nevertheless, the Jews are guaranteed that they will continue to exist. Ki heim akrovim elav hayodim osam anam, they're the only nation on the face of the earth that could possibly acknowledge God's existence. Okay, let's just finish up this piece in the Ramban. We're almost at the end. V'zatam, and this is the explanation for ki yodin Hashem amo v'alavodov yisnecham. This is what we say. It's a pasuk a little bit later on in which pasuk is it? Pasuk lamid vav. So Hashem will somehow take revenge against the peoples who destroy the avadim, his servants. Sheyizkar lahem barachmim ki heim amo me'oz. Notice, despite all the exile and all the suffering, God remembers that it is only the Jewish people that have been faithful to him and loyal to him through the beginning. Ve'yizkar ki heim avadov. Because they have been loyal servants to him, even despite all the suffering and all the servitude and all the persecution. As Yishayahu Hanavi says, "Vayomer ach ami hema banim lo yishakeru." Okay, that's the Ramban, the first Ramban I wanted to point out to you. Now, it does seem that the Jewish people, despite all their suffering, are able to still maintain their connection, their loyalty, and their belief in Hashem. That's as far as persecution is concerned. They don't do so well, however, when they're living off the fat of the land. Meaning when things are bad, somehow the Jewish people are resilient and they're able to maintain their loyalty. But once they get opulent, they get fat, it's not such a good sign. So I'm looking for the pasuk now, but I'm not finding it. Vayishman Yeshurin Vayivat. Do you know where that pasuk is? Anyway. So if you see the pasuk here, it says, Vayishman. Okay, they shamein. You know what a shameinchik is, right? Yeshurin vayivat. Shamanta avisa kasisa. So the people of Israel became thick, so to speak, because of opulence. And they deserted God, the maker of Israel. Vayito shaloha. Aso vayinabel tsur yeshuoso. This is the famous Ramban on vayinavel. That what does nevola mean? Ramban says the nevola is someone who bites the hand that feeds him. Right? And you'll see the word novel a few times here, I think, in Parshas Hazinu. Again, I'm not finding it right now. I don't have... Oh, here it is. Pasuk Vav, Halashem Tigluzos Am Naval. And the Ramban explains there that Am Naval means despite all the goodness that God bestows upon us, upon the Jewish people, nevertheless, we are ingrates. We are ungrateful. That's the worst nevola. And perhaps I'll be derech hadrush here, if I use some homiletic license for a moment, I would suggest that hazinu is a very fine springboard for sukkahs, for chag sukkahs. Because the whole idea of chag sukkahs is, you know, the chag ha'asif, you know, now we gather in all our fruits, our produce, we feel very secure, and comes along Chag HaSukkos and says, oh no, you're missing the whole point over here. We're going to read Koheles. Koheles is going to snap us out of this mentality of, we're having a blast here, we're living a very pleasurable life, and we're not, the idea I believe of Sukkos, the central idea of Sukkos, is to realize that whatever you have, God bestowed upon you as a gift, and now you have to learn how to use your possessions very wisely according to the Ratzon of Hashem. We were given these gifts, and we have to know how to use them. And I think it's appropriate for Hazinu, because Hazinu is saying that, paradoxically, the Jewish people have passed with flying colors when it comes to persecution, to martyrdom, Taruge Malchus and all the like, but when it comes to Vayishman, Yeshurun, Vayivat, and then, you know, here we are living with all Alagut Zachin, with all the opulence, and yet we're Nevolim, we're just denying God. So I think that really connects the parasha to Sukkos. But I'd like to learn with you the Ramban at the end of the Shira, of the end of Shira Sazinu. And that is the Ramban on Pasuk Lamed Beis. And again, I apologize that I don't have pages for you, but I'm not yet organized in that sense. Everything that I have is in storage, I want you to know. What did I just tell you? I'm sorry, I apologize again. Once again, a lot of apologies tonight. Pasuk Mem. Okay. Now, the Ramban in Pasuk Mem has a paragraph that starts, Vehine Hashira Hazos. Can you find that paragraph? I guess it would be about five lines into Pasuk Mem, Kiesa El Shamayim Yadi. And the Ramban says the following, Vehine Hashira Hazos, Asher Hi Banu Li'ed Emes V'Nemon. The Ramban now is talking about Parshas Hazinu, which as you saw back in Vayelech is called by the Ramban a Shira, Shiras Hazinu, and the Ramban adduced a number of proofs to that effect, serves for us as an aid MS Venemon. Okay, this is Rabbi Shavel points out that this is a pasuk in Yirmiyah. You know, the Ramban always uses psukim to express the fact that this is witness, this is testimony. Tagid, and what is the, you know, Edim or Magidim, what do they tell us? Now look at this next line, it's an unbelievable line. He says, Kol Hamotos Osanu, everything that's going to occur to us, meaning to the Jewish people, and possibly even to every individual, Beveur, Beveur means Mefurash, over all the generations. And now the Ramban is going to give us an overview of Parshas HaZinu. That's why I thought this Ramban was very kedai. And he's going to show you clumping up psukim upon psukim, stratifying them. Each group reflects on a particular period in Jewish history. His Kira Tchila, first he says, this is in the psukim, if somebody could open up the Chumash to psukim Ches and Tes. And the Ramban defines these psukim as HaChesed Sha'asa Imanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Me'az Shelekachanu L'Chelko. The Ramban above says that what's unique about the Jewish people, every other people on the face of the earth are governed through the intermediary of a Malach, of a Sar, some celestial delegate. But when it comes to Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you are my Nachla, you are my Am, you will get a direct Hashkacha Pratis without any Malach. Next, now he's up to Pasuk Yud. V'izkira HaTovos Sha'asalonu Bamidbar. Again, if you have the Chumash opened, the Pasuk Yud, can you see that? So Pasuk Tes is Ki Chelek Hashem Amo Yaakov Chevel Nachlosa. As I said before, the direct Hashgacha Pratis VaKadosh Baruch Hu over Knesset Yisrael. Now the Midbar Yimtzeihu Be'eretz Midbar, etc., etc. Kinesher Yair Kino, he carries us like an eagle. V'Einimo Kel Nechar, he doesn't allow any other foreign gods to Misharayim, to intercede here. Next, that's the Midbar. V'asher hinchilonu artzas hagoyim hagdolim v'atzumim. Okay, this we take a long time to read Pasuk Yud Gimel and figure out what Pasuk Yud Gimel is. It's a very complicated Pasuk. But in any event, the Ramban identifies that Pasuk as the fact that God gave us the land of Sichon and Og, all these mighty nations, and then we conquered the seven nations of Canaan. The Rov HaTova VeOsher VaKavod Asher Hinchilanu Ba. Okay, so if you take a look at Pasuk Yud Gimel, you will see VaYochal Tnuvas Tnuvos Sadai, the fields. You know, we're eating off the fruits of the fields. Here the Torah mentions Dvash and Shemen and Chema and Bokar and Chaleb and all Elim, all these great things that unfortunately led the Jewish people to go off the path. But all these Tova, the abundance of goodness, wealth and stature that He granted us in the land. V'chimerov kol haTova mardubo, unfortunately, tragically, as the Jewish people became more fat and more abundant with goodness, so they stood up and they rebelled against God. And that's in the psukim that we saw before, Tesvav, Tezayin, Yud Zayin, Yud Ches, all those psukim. And then the Hizkira HaKas HaShorhoyim. By the way, this is not for now, but the Ramban on those psukim claims that the women, this I never saw anywhere, the women are more guilty than the men in Avodah Zarah. Usually Chazal speak about, you know, Nashim Tzidkoniyos, but not when it comes to Avodah Zarah. V'izkira HaKas Asher Hayim Milafonav Aleihem. Okay, now we're in Pasuk Yud Tes. If you open up to Pasuk Yud Tes, this starts the real heavy Tochacha Vayar Hashem Vayin'atz. Okay, God is provoked to anger against the Jewish people. And how does this anger express itself? And this is the famous Pasuk Chaf, Vayomer Astira Panay Mehem, God hides from them. Erem Achri Sam, let's like a cynical comment. God says, let's see what's going to happen to them when I remove my Ashgacha from them. Kidar Tapuchos Hema, because they're guilty of sins. Banim Lo Uman Bam, they're not loyal to me, and I was jealous, you know, kaviyochol, because of the other gods that they accepted upon themselves. And again, he calls him a goy naval. And finally, in Pasuk Chaf Beis, ki eish kadcha b'api, terrible things when the fire of God and his anger swells up within him. And then, starting with Pasuk Chaf Gimel, the Ramban says, Ad she sholach bohem bi'artzom dever v'rov v'chayera v'cherev v'yachkak pizer osam b'chol ruach ufeya. That was Pasuk Chaf Vav that we saw before. Amarti af afem v'yadua hu ki kol zen iskayam v'yichem. So basically, as we said before, Hazinu contains within it a foretelling of everything that's going to befall the Jewish people. Now, I'd like to share with you a sefer called Pardes Yosef that I have here. And he raises the question that I asked before. Hapsukim kan nikroim shira. Both Rashi and Rabban identify the psukim of Hazinu as a shira. And we sing it on a regular basis, Bashir or Bezemer. How could this be? There's so much heavy tochacha. He quotes a sefer called Rabbeinu Avigdor, who says, Dvarim Kashim. There are very difficult things here. Maybe we should reinterpret the word Shira. Maybe Shira is Miloshin Tzara. Again, I don't know where in Tanakh the word Shira means Tzara, but basically saying the name of this parsha should be not Parshas Hazinu, but Parshas Hatzara.
Why don't you say that it's Begeder Rabbi Akiva Mitzache?
Oh, you mean at the end of Makis? Okay, hang in there, Bobby. I just want to present to you another sefer that he has here, the Mincha Blula. He says, Nikreis Parshas Hazinu Shira, because the word Shira in a pasuk in Bamidbar Chav Dalid, if you have that pasuk, Ashurenu V'lo Karov, that the pasuk there uses the word Shira to indicate anything that foretells the future, a song that reveals what's going to happen later on.
I don't understand. He's asking why it's called Shira. Moshe Rabbeinu called it Shira.
Right, but how is the name Shira appropriate for a parsha that contains within it such terrible, terrible foretelling of scattering, and we're about to lose every last Jew on the face of the earth, except that God says, well, there's going to be a Chilas Hashem. So, I mean, these are the worst, you know, what we're seeing here in Parsha Zinu is not just, you know, Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Sheni, it's every single persecution, including the Holocaust that you could imagine. So,
why did Moshe call it Shira?
Yeah, it's a little bit odd. I mean, the Torah calls it a Shira. Okay. So he says the following. He quotes the Belzer Rebbe. I should have called him my Shver to tell him to plug, to tune in. He says that the Belzer Rebbe says, he has a parallel. Why is this called the Shira? He gives a parallel. The Gemara says that Ha'osik B'Parshas Olav Achatos is Ma'il Olav Akosik Ilu Hikriv Chatos Olav Achatos. He says here too, Ha'osik V'Akori B'Parshas Hazinu Nechshav Kilu Hiskayim Bo Kol Masha Omer Bo. It's unbelievable. It's as if by reading this Parsha, I have experienced all the tragedies and the persecutions and the destruction that I'm reading about. And therefore it's a Shira because I can sing it because it's as if I If as if I accepted and received all these blows, all this punishment. I find that very strange, but you see how far the commentators are grappling with this. Now he says that in the name of Rabbi Yechiel Boim, does anybody know who that is? Rabbi Yechiel Boim, he has a shlita here, so I don't know. He says that according to Rabbi Yechiel Boim, Amru Chazal, that Shira is Lashon Simcha. He says, similar to the bells of Rebbe, Al Yedei Sha'antza Shira Zos, V'yotzim Yedei Chovaseinu, Hadvar Maksum B'Shira, Ayedei Kriyasa Levad. It's as if we fulfilled everything in our own lives, or something like that, and that leads us to a state of Simcha. Okay. Now we have, I think, a turning point. B'Sefer Be'er Miriam, and this Pares Yosef is a Baki Atzum, I never heard of any of these farm. Okay. Ubesefer Ber Miriam, maybe Meagon Rabbi Yechiel Michal Feinstein. Rabbi Michal Feinstein was married to the Briskarov's daughter. He says, Kevin de Beshiras Hazinim Urumazim Kol Koros Bnei Shovachal Adoros. He invokes the Ramban that we just saw at the end of Parshas Hazinu. Kol Mashahoya V'yia. Is therefore it's called a Shira. Why? Because Tizmoret, which is a band, you know, an orchestra, Kol Kli B'fnei Atzmo Eino Nosein Es Hayofi Shalat Slilim. If you isolate any one of the instruments in a symphony, you don't feel or hear the beauty of the notes. Rak Kasher Menatzchim Al Tizmore V'kula Menagdim V'Nitzuach, when they get together and they all contribute their sounds, their musical sounds, then Yeshno Hayofi, then we experience the beauty of the symphony or orchestra. Hu Hadin, and the same thing applies here, Gabi Hanhogas HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Briya. This is the way God runs the world. K'shemistaklim Al Kol Prat B'fnei Atzmo. If we isolate, if we call our attention to each individual detail that befalls the Jewish people, ein muvanim arbei advarim lo aleinu. He says we don't understand all the suffering and all the evil. Ach, however, there will be some sort of histaklus, some sort of perspective, bizboninus kolelis al kol amoros. I mean, this is what we're waiting for. Ech shekol dover movil tachliso. How each event leads to a certain purpose, a certain goal. It's all part of a teleological process. And while we're in the thick of it, we don't understand, we don't appreciate it. Right? Uponai lo yiro, Moshe Rabbeinu says. He says, Kol dover movil tachliso, movil amara azu lomar shiro. When we'll get this perspective, then every event that took place in Jewish history will be part of this great symphony orchestra, this Shira. That's an amazing insight, a new interpretation why Azinu is called a Shira, and it's because eventually, I can't say we can do it now. I mean, it's a little bit odd that now it's called a Shira, but maybe it's called a Shira Al Shem HaAsid, that somehow we'll be able to understand all these things that happened in Jewish history as part of a picture, as part of a puzzle, and each piece contributes its part to the puzzle. Just one second. Now, there seems to be a machlokus who actually wrote this Shira. Some say it's referring, right, it says, Kisvu lachem es hashira zos. Who was called upon to write the Shira? Was it Moshe? Was it Yoshua? The Netziv says it's Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are called upon to write this Shira.
Okay, the words of the Pi Hashem, right? The Shira itself. It's just who writes it down.
Right. Now he quotes the Lubavitcher Rebbe, who says in the name of the Magid Mimezrich, that goes back to the time of the Baal Shem Tov, that the Magid used to instruct his people to learn this Parsha Baal Peh, that we should memorize Parshas Hazina. And according to the Mesoris of Chabad, the Maralmi Prague said that if you read Parshas Hazinu, it's a skula for taras hamoach v'alev, to cleanse one's brain and one's heart. It's a purification process if we memorize this parsha and read it constantly. It's a skula for atzlochan arichas yomim. Do we have anyone in the audience from Czech? From the, you know, any Czechoslovakians here? No? Alright. Anyway, it's right near Hungary, so we can stretch it a little bit. The Maralmi Prague says it's a skula, listen to this, a skula to learn Parshas Hazinu Bechol Yom. Doesn't this sound like the Rambam that we mentioned, Hilchos Tefila, who quotes a minhag that they used to recite Hazinu on a daily basis? V'uskula li natzel mi'apikursis u'mideos kozvos. So again, besides the Tara of the Moach that we spoke about before, now we're uprooting all the apikursis. You know, any kind of movements, I don't know if in, you know, where you come from, I don't know if you see them, but there are movements to try to, you know, to try to change the Mesoris HaTorah and create other branches. We won't go into detail, but we should get those people to read Parshas Hazinu on a regular basis. This is like unbelievable. He quotes the Bnei Yisachar, who also agrees that it's a tremendous skula to read this parsha. It might be a good idea to read it carefully before Yom Kippur. And that's why the pasuk says back in Parshas Vayelech, Kisukam Shir Limdas Bnei Yisrael Siva Befiyam. So they're learning that Siva Befiyam means it's got to be constantly on your lips. And he quotes the Vilna Gaon in Aderes Elio on our Parsha, on Parshas Hazinu, who says that the minyan tevel shel Parshas Hazinu kim minyan HaTorah v'mitzvos. Okay, this is all based on Kabbalah. I don't know exactly how this works, but apparently Parshas Hazinu is a very, very parsha. And then he quotes here a sefer called Shira L'Chaim, who says that kol teva b'parsha, every word in this parsha merameses binutrikon al mitzvah achas miseder haTorah, who dover nifla upela. The Ramban says, as we saw, G'dola Shira Zusha Yeshba Aksha Yeshba L'Sha'avar Yeshba L'Asid Lavo V'Yeshba B'Yolam HaZev Yeshba B'Olam HaBa. Did we read that together? I don't know. It's at the end of Mem. Okay, I'm not finding. Oh, here it is. In my volume, it's in Mem Aleph. The Ramban says, listen to this. I'm reading the Ramban towards the end of Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Maybe you have it in Pasuk Lamed. I have it in Lamed Aleph. He says, Lazer Ramaz. He says, V'chein is kir b'sifri g'dola shira zu sheyesh ba achshav yesh ba l'sha'avar yesh ba l'asid lavo. This song contains within it the present, the past, the future. Yesh ba b'olam hazev yesh ba b'olam haba. No, it's anything that transpires in this world and it'll transpire in the next world. It's all included in the Shira. What's Kol? Divrei Ashira Zos, Hizkir Kol? Lagid Shehi Koleles Kol Hasidos Lomo. It includes within it everything that's going to happen to Bnei Yisrael in the future. V'imhi Ktana B'dibur, even though there aren't that many words in Parshas Hazinu, Ki Be'er Lehem in Yonid HaRabim, but Moshe explains many things, because many things are implied in this Parsha. The Ramban goes on to say that if this Shira of Hazinu would have been predicted by one of the stargazers, you know, one of the astrologists, Shehigid Mirashis Achris, and he foretold all the future, then we would accept him and we would believe in him. Because in fact, everything in this Parsha is absolutely true, and we see that everything that it says about up to today, says Ramban, has been fulfilled. Lo Naval Dover Echad, not even a single word in the Parsha that hasn't been realized. In other words, here the Torah is foretelling the future Geula at the end of time. Now listen to this. I'm going back to Pardes Yosef. He says, not only is there remez to all Tariq mitzvahs and to all events in Klal Yisrael, but not only that, Elagamke and Shemos Kol Bnei Yisrael. Every Jew's name is written in Parshas Hazinu. I didn't find mine yet, but I'm looking. He says, he quotes the Rimnover, the Ateris Menachem. Anybody from Rimnov? Who writes that Shayisi Avrech Veratzisi Leda Echani Omid Bederach Avod, when I was a young man, I wanted to see how am I doing in my service to Hashem. Chipasti B'shiras Hazinu. He was able to check out Psukim and Hazinu. He says B'shira Hayuminis Mitzaseh B'shira Smolis Mitzaseh, and that's how he's able to shots up to evaluate how and where he was holding in Mitzaseh and Mitzas Losas. Now, how many of you may have heard of the Sefer called Seder Hadoros? I have a copy of it in Yerushalayim. Seder Hadoros. You never heard of it? It's a good couple of centuries old. I don't have the original, but I have an old copy. So listen to what the Seder Hadoros writes. Are you ready for this one? Kibalti, he has a Kabbalah. He claims it goes back centuries. Shehoyel Ramban Talmud Echad, the Ramban had a student, Rabbi Avner Hayashmo. Okay. Vinase Mumar. He went off to Derek. Umazlo Garlo Sha'ola B'mayla. And he was a rising star amongst the Goyim. Vayhi Noro B'chol Haaretz. He was a frightful, powerful, maybe he was a king in the land. Achrei Yomim. So days passed. Ubiyom Kippur. Sholach Lahavi Lefanav Es HaRamban Rabba. He summons the Ramban, probably at pain of death, to come to his palace.
On Yom Kippur.
Ubefanav, what does he have in front of him when the Ramban comes in? Chazir. The Harag B'atzmo Es HaChazir. This guy, Avner, kills the pig in front of the Ramban. Vayinatchehu, and he cuts it up. Vayimashlehu, and he cooks it and eats it. This guy's weird. He's demonstrating his kfira in front of his Rebbe. He's probably a Christian. I don't know. Acher kach shol harav, the Ramban asked him, ma heviu el haamra, What caused you to go off the derech? Veheshiv, ki pam achas shoma es droshas harav b'parshas hazinu. He heard the Ramban's drosha on parshas hazinu. Sheva parsha hahi klulim kolad mitzvus v'chol advarim sheva olam. That everything is included in parshas hazinu. V'liel she'etzel zemin ha'nimna, and because he knew this is impossible, nefach le'ish acher. Unbelievable. The Ramban taught that everything is included, is inherent in parshas hazinu, and this Rabbi Avner went off the derech. Vayan harav v'yomar. So the Ramban responds to him. Adayin ani omer zeh. I remain steadfast to what I told you, to what I taught you. Usha'al mashitirza. He challenges Avner. Ask me whatever you want. Vayitma ha'ish ma'od. Like he was like amazed. Come on, who are you playing games with? Vayomer lo imkenhu har'eni na imtimtza shmi kosuv shom b'parsha. You show me Avner in the parsha. Vayomer haramban kein asa kasher divarta. Miyodi tivakshena. You're asking for me, I'll deliver it. V'tekef holach haramban l'keren zavis. Ramban goes into a corner, v'yispalel, and he turns to Hashem. V'yovo b'fiv posuk amarti. Please open up to this pasuk. This is a pasuk that we started with tonight. What was it? Chavav? You have it? Okay. Amarti af ehem ashbiso me'enosh zichrom. Okay, now somebody has to do the following for me. You have to count the third letter in each of these five words. How many words? One, two, three, four, five. Five words. Okay, Reish stands for Rav. Because again, Avner's name was Rav. Then we have Aleph, Beis, Nun, Reish. You got it? Rebbe Avner. Ki ha'os ha'shlishi shal kol teva yesh shem ha'ish hazeh shehu Rebbe Avner. U'kishishoma dover zeh naflu panov. He realized he lost the bet. Vayishal l'rabo im yesh trufo l'makosa. Is there anything he can do? Vayomer harav ato shamata divrei aposuk. You have heard the words of the posuk that has your name in it. Namely, that ashbise me'enosh, you'll be completely wiped out of the earth. Vayelech harav ledarko, and the Ramban left. Tekef, lokach ha'ish sfina b'li malach u'meshot. He pushes himself off to sea on a boat without a captain, without oars. Vayelech basher holicho haruach. And he went out to sea wherever the ruach took him. V'lo noda mimenu meuma. Nobody's heard from him since. Hadavar, he says, oyom v'neir. It's quite a dramatic story. Now again, I don't usually tell my salach, and I myself a little bit more of a litvak, but I'll tell you the truth. You know, once he quoted the Seder Adoros, who has a Kabbalah, and I own a copy of the Seder Adoros, so I guess I'm a little prejudiced. But now, and last, just the punchline, he says, Re'ei b'sefer yimei ha-melech, shekosav b'shem Admor Milubavitch, harav Menachem Mendel, zatzal. Okay, just L'dayek b'kach she'nikra shmo Rebbe Avner. Why was he called Rav Avner? V'gam kodim shasa tshuva. From the beginning, he was called Rav Abner, even before he did tshuva, because that was the reish of the first pos, of the first word in the pasuk Marti. Ro'im mizeh a true Lubavitch style. Mylas kol Yehudi. We see the greatness of every Jew. Sheyeshbo nitzotz. He has a spark of kedusha, even when he's such a Rasha Marusha. And nevertheless, he's eating chazar on Yom Kippur, but he's still called Rabbi Avner because that nitzotz eventually developed and he became a Baal Tshuva. The next five pages in the Paradise Yosef, which I'm not going to burn you with, is a long, long discussion about how to write Parshas Hazinu, whether it's 70 lines, whether it's 67 lines, I mean, various shittas, and he goes on and on with sugyas, and he's mafalpel. It's very interesting. Before I let you go, I just want to point out that at the very beginning of Parshas Hazinu, we have a pasuk, Kishem, I'm just looking for Kishem Hashem Ekra. Where is it? Alright. As usual, when I look for something, I don't find it. It's probably at the beginning of Vizos HaBracha, then. Maybe. Am I mistaken? It's the beginning of Vizos HaBracha. Let me see. What? You have it? Where is it? In what parsha? Oh, good. So I wasn't off. I'll tell you, I don't have a chumash here. So anyway, it says the following. Ki shem Hashem ekra, havu godol Elokeinu. So notice something a little bit strange about this pasuk. The first part of the pasuk, the resha, is beloshon yachid in the grammatical singular, and the second part of the pasuk is what? Havu godol Elokeinu in plural. Now it seems to me that perhaps this pasuk contains within it the secret of Torah and the message of Klal Yisrael. And why is it that on Chag HaSukkos, let me backtrack. You know, the Gaon says, the Vilna Gaon is famous for saying, Ata v'chartanu, ahavta banu v'ratzisa banu. Right? Ata v'chartanu is keneged Chag HaPesach, Hashem chose us. Ahavta banu is keneged Shavuos. Shavuos is always called the Ava, and many, there are many psukim that indicate that Shavuos is Ava. V'ratzisa banu is the Ritzui after the Yemei Adin of Chag HaSukkos. And the fact that we sit in the Sukkah, which is the Tzel Dem Nusa, which Hashem surrounds us, so to speak, embraces us, that's the Ritzui of Chag HaSukkos. But of course it's conditional on the fact that we get down straight the lesson of Klal Yisrael, and that is that even when things are good, and when we're blessed with an abundance of physical possessions, we have to realize that it's all Me'es Hashem, and it's given to us to use. We don't take it to the grave, as much as we'd like to, but we don't take our money to the grave to use it for the good things that Hashem wants us to use it for. And I think that the greatest ritzui that the Jewish people as individuals can achieve is through Talmud Torah. Kishem Hashem Ekra refers to Talmud Torah. Chazal derived from this pasuk the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah. But it's got to be Havu Godol Elokeinu. It's got to be a joint effort. Someone says, I want to learn for myself and only for myself. Halomeid Shalom Anas Lelameid. Okay, he gets some schar, but he misses the point. The greatest achievement in Torah is Havu Godol Elokeinu. When we take the messages of Ata v'chartanu and Ahavta banu osanu v'ratzisa banu, and we share it with others, And I know it's difficult because it's a lot easier to learn on my own and try to swallow up more and more Torah, and I become the center and the goal, and it's a lot more challenging and difficult to see the Torah that I learn as something that I can share with others. But I believe that Torah al Manas Lamed, which the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah calls Torah's Chesed al Lashona, said Torah al Manas Lamed, the Havu Godel El Kenu, that gives the Jewish people a very unique position. And that, I think, is the Ritzui in the appreciation of Hashem's love for the Jewish people. He bestowed upon them, he showered upon them spiritual, not only physical, but spiritual gifts, tremendous chachma. Here we have Parshas Hazinu, that is a shira because it contains within it the entire history of man and the Jewish people and every individual and Klal Yisrael, past, present, the future, Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. These are the things Lelamdos B'nei Yisrael. Doesn't it say Lelamdos B'nei Yisrael? Again, let's go back to the pasuk we started with. V'yatoa kisvu lechem es hashir hazos lelamda es b'nei Yisrael. Sima b'fiyem. You know, you have a wonderful shira. God gave you a Torah, and you can even find the name Rabbi Avner in the psukim in the shira. But what are you going to do with that Torah? It's got to be sima b'fiyem. And I'm not sure which is a greater chesed. To give a person physical needs, provide him with food, with stucco, whatever it might be, or provide him with spiritual needs, with Torah, that will give him the energy and the life force that he needs. I'm not sure. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called HaMelamed Torah Li'avo Yisrael. So we have to emulate Hashem. Sima b'fiyem, Havu Godel Elokeinu. We have to prove to Hashem that we deserve the Ritzui of Sukkos. And on that note, I want to wish us all on Yom Kippur, which is very fast and approaching, it's less than 24 hours, that we should be zocheh to a Gemar Chasima Tova, we should be inscribed in the books of Tzaddikim, for ourselves, for our families, and for all of Klal Yisrael. It should be a year of Geula, a year of Simcha. Ken Yiratzon Amen.
Question?
Yes.
Did he say anything that Avner went over Karli, Skila, and Malchus?